ထုတ်ကိုစိတ်လုံးလို့ဆိုတာပြောမှာစိတ်ကအလုံးလုံးနေဒီစားလုံးလုံးနေအထိုင်မှာနည
်း Meditation is the work of the mind. If you remember that, then you will know that the mind has to work. And if the mind is working, then it will not be dull. It will not become sleepy. What does the mind do when you're meditating? It is aware, pays attention. What will you think about? You will think about how to practice. What will you check? You will check your practice and how the mind is being aware. And if this is what you are doing, then awareness is there. Awareness will be present. Behind every worker, there needs to be a supervisor. Wisdom needs to be the supervisor and keep reminding the mind to work, to be aware. Whether you sit or walk or go about your daily activities, this is all that you need to do, all that you will be doing. What's the difference between sitting and walking? In walking, the mind is more busy. Not just busy being aware, but also busy knowing how to walk. When you're sitting, the mind is not using energy for bodily movement, so all the energy can be settled into being aware, or most of the energy. And if you lie down to meditate, then the mind must work even harder because no energy is used for the body or to support the body at all.
You can know
seeing, hearing, feelings, sensations all over the body. You can know knowing. You can know awareness. Whatever you're knowing, so long as when the knowing continues.
So long as
the knowing continues, the mind will be working. But whatever object the mind knows, it actually always knows it through the lens of the awareness or the knowing. You're aware, but how are you aware? Are you clear and aware? Interested and aware? Dully aware? How are you aware?
တခုခုဖြစ်လာရင်မဖြစ်ခင်ရတဲ့တည်ရဖြစ်တော့လုံးနဲ့တည်ရဖြစ်ပြီးတော့ရင်တည် I go, Prophet, who loved you?
Awareness must be continuous so that awareness will always be there. When awareness is always there, awareness is always prepared. And when awareness is always prepared, then when things happen, you know the whole process. You know what happened before, you know what happened during, and you know what happened after, because awareness was always there. The only thing we need to cultivate is awareness. We need to know how to be aware and continue to be aware. What happens, what you know, what you observe, what is seen by awareness, you just let that be. Lessons will be learned. Things will come and go, and you will remain aware. Nature is always happening. But we only see what we are able to see. The things are happening all the time, whether we sit or stand, walk around, come and go, things are always happening. And if we're aware all the time, we might begin to notice all these things that are happening. There's energies of the body and there's energies of the mind. Everything has its own momentum. And the experiences you have, they come with their own energies. And the way you observe has its own energy. And you can't interfere with the energies of what is happening, the energies of the things that you observe. So don't try to do that. Interfere, just know what is happening. Right effort does not need to be directed towards the experience or the object at all. No effort needs to be spent. No effort needs to be used towards the object or the experience. Effort is in the mind, and all the effort you use is only to keep the mind aware, knowing. Awareness never goes to waste. So know whatever you can. Progress in practice is measured by the quality of the mind. The mind meaning the awareness, faith, right effort, steadiness of mind, and wisdom. And when wholesome qualities of mind increase in the mind, then the unwholesome qualities start to lose power. They become softer, weaker. The intensity of the unwholesome becomes less. The duration of the unwholesome becomes less. So measure measure practice by the quality of the mind. By the difference in quality from before to now. Not knowing, not being aware at all, is unskillful, can be harmful. Delusion knows nothing, doesn't know things are happening, doesn't know if things are not happening. Doesn't know the causes, doesn't know the conditions, doesn't understand effects or consequences. Thinking what is right is wrong, and thinking what is wrong is right. This is delusion. Delusion does two kinds of work. It shows you what is wrong, and it hides what is right. That's the work of delusion. Wisdom is the opposite of delusion. When we don't know there's anxiety, when we don't know there's fear, but when we know, the mind feels clear. Why do we fear the dark of night? Because we can't know clearly. We can't see clearly. So only with the effort to be aware, we continue to know when we know more. And the more we know, the more our wisdom will grow. At first, we can only know. Awareness only knows. And when wisdom comes along, then wisdom helps us to understand what is right, what is wrong, what is beneficial, what is harmful, what is cause, what is effect. Not knowing is dangerous. When you know, there is no danger in knowing. So continue to know as much as you can. Continue to be mindful as continuously as you can, so that you will know the nature of the mind and the body.